Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, man.
Are you guys ready?
Ready, man.
Ray Charles to come on?
Ray Charles.
No, what, is that his name?
Ryan Charles.
Oh. I was like, man, I thought Ray Charles was a... Yeah, never mind, I'm an idiot.
All right, guys.
Hit it.
You guys tired?
Nah, I feel awkwardness.
Why are you awkward?
If we're not ready, we're not ready. You can't force a live.
No, but I'm ready.
All right, I'll do it live.
It all started when a dumbass met another dumbass, and they met another dumbass, and they became the dumbass trio the end.
Guys, I'm going to keep it a little somber today. I don't feel like being overly jovial, so let's start it out. We are the 1, 2, 3
sore losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? My name's Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live with Baser inside of a house. It is a domicile, and I believe we're going to move soon. I don't know when specifically. Actually, I think she just told me the other day we're going to live in the apartment another year.
Coach, I mean, bad news all around.
Yeah, bad news all around.
Want to hear mine that I got this weekend?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Well, I did talk to my wife about the whole Dallas Cowboys coming to Tennessee, but it's going to December 29th.
So, and so you got to cut vacation short.
So we may have to come back to Tennessee a little earlier than we anticipated. My wife goes, "That's the stupidest thing you've ever said." My wife. She says, "Why would we come back here to watch the Cowboys when we're already in Dallas? Why don't we just go to a game that's in Dallas?" So I say, "Okay, now you're talking." Christmas Eve. She's like, "We're not going to a football game Christmas Eve." Okay.
She wears the pants.
So looks like I'm going to miss out on both of those games.
Also, the way she attacked you and said it's the dumbest thing you've ever said. Man, those words cut.
I know, Coach.
Dude, but you really did think it was a good idea and it was going
to
happen?
Yeah. I thought about it because when I mentioned it to my kids, they were like, "Yes, totally awesome. Dad, we cannot wait. It's going to be so much fun." And then my wife.
So wait. You mentioned it to the kids before the wife?
Well, when the schedule came out, I said, "Boys, look at this." And they go, "Okay. I see the Cowboys on there. Okay, December 29th. And then one of my kids, who's much smarter than the rest, he goes, "Dad, we're going to be in Texas that week." I said, "I know. I got to talk to your mom, boys." And then that's when it all went down.
So then you make your mom the bad guy because you already got them hyped about the game. "Yeah, we're going. Hey, it's all on your mom."
But yeah, and that's parenting 101.
That's
you're not
how you
supposed
do it.
To pit each other against each other.
No, I know,
that's
what Coach. You're supposed no, to you're do. Not. You're not. And I tell my wife that all the time. We need to be a team because it's real easy for both of you guys to be like, "Well, no, I think he should go spend the night with his friends." "Well, I don't think he should." And right in front of him, he's watching the empire collapse. And so he knows it's
the empire.
Yeah, I mean that's the
interesting analogy, Coach. But continue.
Well, Coach, I mean we're the world leader in the family.
You're
you know
exactly
what I mean?
Right.
We're the leaders.
100%.
And when he sees the leaders fighting, he's like, "This is my in."
Amen.
Like they're fighting. This is my chance for me to get away with whatever I want to get away with.
You tell them. I mean, it's like when my parents, when I would ask, "Hey, Mom, can I go spend the night over at AJ's?" Nope. Okay, so then what do I do?
Go to your dad.
Go to my dad. Hey, Dad, can I go spend the night
at
AJ's?
And you get him while he's busy. He's watching TV or something.
Yeah, and yeah, that's fine. Boom. And then I start to pack my bag, and my mom's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Dad said I could." Well, then they go at it. "Well, I didn't know he came to you first. How was exactly. I supposed to know that? Like, that was not." And they get all up in arms, and you're like.
So did you go to AJ's?
Go to AJ's.
Damn right.
Because they're fighting, and it's
damn
like,
right.
All right, you know what? We'll just let you go this time, but we're not doing that again.
And then you could easily go, "Well, you guys are fighting. I don't like this. I'm going to go to AJ's anyway." And then they start fighting again. See what you did? Now he's upset. He's going to AJ's.
But yeah, guys, I mean. That's the easiest thing, how you don't fight. You do behind closed doors?
Yeah, you kind of have to wait. What happens a lot of times, too, I don't know, Lunch, if you do this, but sometimes we're like, let's talk about it later once they're all asleep.
Shelve it.
Coach, by that time, you forget about
you
what
forget,
you were mad
you're
about.
Tired, you don't even, and one of you falls asleep on the couch, so it doesn't matter. The fight is over. But we're not at the age yet, because we're only 3, 2, and 7 months, where we've had to have these fights really that the kids are like, "Oh my goodness, we're fighting over what the kids are doing," because they're not really going anywhere. They're just
Your kids are still little,
right?
It doesn't really come up until the teenage. I mean, they start getting teenager age.
Well, I mean, still 8 and 7, there's still fights that happen because of them.
A little bit, but you're fighting over, like you said, they can have a soda, and I never said that.
There you go. We do that because, like, they go, "Oh, Mama said I can have a popsicle." I'm like, "She did?" And she's like, "I didn't say that." And I'm like, "Well, they told me you didn't." She's like, "Well, why didn't you ask me?" And I'm like, "Look, man, I just don't think two and three-year-olds are going to lie. Joke's on me. They do lie."
Hey, you say that to your wife? "Look, man.
Yeah,
don't call me man.
He calls her man. Listen here a bit.
I'm telling you, don't get caught accidentally calling your wife dude or bro, because I've done it a couple
times.
I don't understand.
Okay, I had this conversation on the best bits.
The worst thing is, one time I called her bruh.
Coach, that's what my kids call me. Like, that's punishment.
Dude, that's what my nephew says. He goes, bruh.
I had this discussion with Morgan number 2 on the best bits this weekend.
Good plug.
I watch MTV reality shows.
They can listen to that here on Spotify as well.
Shameless.
iHeartRadio app.
iHeartRadio app
is where I would listen.
What about Apple?
Probably anywhere you listen to your podcast. But hey, wherever you listen to us, make sure you rate us 5 stars. It helps us because we need to get some more listeners. We have not grown in months.
We haven't?
No, we've been going.
We're a shower, not a grower.
We still have the 300 listeners that.
No, we're up to about 780. But
that's pretty good.
We've plateaued. We've just been staying there.
Well, sounds like we're going to jump the shark, and then finally I can get home at 11 a.m.
Exactly.
Thank you, Coach.
On MTV, a lot of these reality shows, the guys call the chicks bro. And I'm like, how weird is that to call a chick bro?
They're not saying bro, though, are they? Or are they saying bruh?
No, they're saying bro.
Oh.
But you realize it's not them saying male, female, him, her. Bro is just a crutch. It's a language crutch.
Mm.
So when I'm explaining to my wife stuff, that's just my way of, that's how I think in my head. I'm not thinking of her as a man, but in my head, everything is explained like this. Bro, just do that. Bruh, what are you doing? So then I vocalize that and I say to my wife, come on, dude. But I'm not calling her a man. That is just how sentences are in my head.
When I hear bro, what do you think?
A dude.
And that
ties it back to when we were younger, we say dude all the time. Like, dude.
Man.
Yeah, dude. Man, dude. Same thing. You call your girl a dude and she's just like, I'm not a dude. How many times did you hear that? Girls go like, I'm not a dude.
Yes.
Don't call me dude. Don't call him bro.
Don't call him bro. And it's like on these reality shows on MTV, it's the people they're dating.
Bro, you should
call
probably stop
bro.
Watching those too, bro.
No, they're good. It's really good.
Are you not too old for some stuff? Like, Ray, let me ask you, like, because you're like forever Peter Pan, right? But
no,
are there some.
I'm not.
Peter Pan
you.
Was
yes,
right.
Yes, you are. You're forever Peter Pan.
No,
you still wear your hat a little sideways.
People our age wear their hats backwards.
Coach, people your age do not.
Yeah, I think times have changed where it's more acceptable for the Ray is 35, 36 to wear their hat that way.
Okay.
To still go to brunch. When my parents were that age, when our parents were that age, If they would have been going out on a Friday night, they'd have been like, what is going on? Nowadays, the going out culture.
My dad did that.
The going out culture is, hey, you know what? It doesn't matter what age you are. It's still cool to go out and do things.
Got it. Well said. Now,
also,
Ray.
There's people that come around here in management that rock a backwards hat.
Yeah.
And I'm following suit.
Because they're a little Peter Panish.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're business professionals that are dominating and crushing the business world.
Coach. Is there anything that you do not do, though, anymore because of your age?
The reality shows. I've honestly kind of moved away from those.
Why? Because your brain has evolved?
It's like the challenge and stuff. How hard is that to follow? It's not. It's the simplest plot line ever. I'll already tell you. They're going to get in a fight. This girl's going to get mad. That guy's going to threaten to leave. Wes is going to end up going towards the finals. The winner gets $100,000. And guess what? After taxes, that's like $30,000. Cool. I'm going to watch a show to watch somebody make $30,000 that they probably don't even get right away. And MTV has a plan where you only get it in installments. So it ends up being less than a normal job in American society over a course of a year.
Got
I'm not
him.
Watching that show.
Hit the bell, coach.
Hang up and listen.
Point, bub. I mean, Coach, I'm just saying, like, I talked to my friend Steve, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he goes, man, I'm all excited today. Why, dude? I'm getting a box of cards. Cards? Yeah, man. Baseball cards. And then I get online, our buddy Matt Overton's every post, he's got baseball cards, an autographed rookie of what? Guys, we are 40 years old. Okay, Ray, you're not there yet, but we are 40 years old. Cards? We must move on. When are we going to realize that cards aren't ever going to be valuable?
That, again, the point, Eddie, because when we were kids, it was always told to us, these are going to be worth so much someday.
Yeah.
Guess what, you guys? Newsflash. They're never going to be worth anything.
I'm 43 years old. I bust into the attic, and I got my Joe Montana card that I bought, I don't know, 30 years ago. And I'm like, oh, let me Google this. It's got to be worth a lot. Guess how much, boys? $1.50. I mean, this was a card that when I was 10 years old, I'm like, don't touch it. Don't touch it. This thing is going to be worth a lot when I'm older. Well, guess what? I'm older now, and that card's still worth crap.
Point, Eddie.
You don't think cards have any value?
Unless you have a Babe Ruth? No.
Honus Wagner?
Honus Wagner? No.
Matt Overton, though, I've seen his tweets.
He has to be in bed with them.
Well, no. No, he's recently just gotten deep.
You're telling me, I thought maybe it was an endorsement deal that
No, I think he's now starting to spend money, which could possibly be true, his daughter, her college fund, and he's spending it. He's buying $300 autograph cards, and I hope to God he's making money because he's in a dark hole right now. Every day, there's 10 new posts of cards.
Yeah, he does have new posts every single day of cards, but then I'm like, Matt, like, why don't you just go up to him and be like, hey, can you sign this card for me? Like,
yeah, you know all
you're
the
a professional
dudes.
Athlete. Like, can't professional athlete to professional athlete, you get a card signed?
But those cards are specially signed, and it even says an autographed card.
Who cares?
Right, but that what makes them valuable.
Have we Googled any of those cards to see what they're worth?
Sure they're worth Google.
No, he's in a wormhole or whatever you want to call it, a rabbit hole, and he's talking to people in Indianapolis, San Diego, Nashville. He's got some kind of chain of cards that he's trying to sell and resell and lose money. He's losing more money in Bitcoin. I'll hang up and listen.
So get this crap. So my buddy Steve, he loves cards. He's been doing it for, 2 years or whatever, right?
Oh, no, executive producer.
No. My buddy Steve in Austin. And so for Christmas, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get Steve something he really likes, a box of cards.
Have you seen my baseball?
So I know that there's a card shop in Murfreesboro, Tennessee that he like orders cards from. Apparently the owner of this shop, he has a YouTube page and he gets on there and he's like, all right, and you can order your special order, your cards. And if you go to the YouTube stream, he will personally call out your name and open your cards on the stream. Right? This is what this guy does. And his catchphrase is, drag him. So he's like, hey, order your cards right now, $40 for this box right now, and I'll open for you. Drag him. And that's his thing. Drag him. I guess like drag your balls.
But why do you want him to open?
Yeah, don't you want to open them? Like the
because it's part of a stream that like thousands of people are watching.
But
that's
my
like,
thing
that's
is
like being one of those people let somebody else bang.
Yeah, that's like that's like clucking. What's it called?
Clucking.
That's like clucking. You sit in the corner and watch your wife getting taken care of. I mean, that's like me going to the store and buying lottery tickets and saying, here, Eddie, will you scratch them for me? I don't understand that.
I get it, but Steve likes this crap, right? I don't understand. But
is he into clucking also?
I know that that he buys the cards from this place. So I'm like, let me go to this card shop in Murfreesboro. It's 45 minutes from here.
Tell me it's this guy's house. So, tell me you show up and it's in his freaking garage.
I Google and it's in a shopping center, right? And
that's
so
legit.
It started off bad. I forgot that he said drag him. I knew it was something like that. So I walk in. I go, balls to the wall.
Was there other people in there?
No one. Zero, Coach. It was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
I have display cases just like back in the day. When we were kids, you'd walk into a card shop, and there's display cases with cards all out.
Everywhere.
Okay.
There were even, like, unopened 1989 Topps baseball
boxes. How much were those?
Dirt cheap. I said, dude, how much are these? He's like, I don't know, $10. I mean, for a box? There must be, like, 1,000 cards in here. He's like, yeah, that ain't worth, man. It's nothing. He's like, that's just trash. I'm like, we used to buy these and think that they were going to be worth so much. He's like, you don't want that, bro. Come over here, man. Drag him. Come over here. He's like, you want this one right here. And I'm like, well, what's so special about that? He's like, you have a chance out of this box to get an autograph. How much is the box? $200. Are you crazy? Like, I'm not.
Well, how much is the autograph? Who's the autograph of?
You don't know. It could be anyone.
That right now is what Overton's dealing with, because he's paying $200, $300 for some of this stuff.
And boys, we used to save up to buy packs. People don't buy packs anymore. They buy the box, because on the box it says guaranteed one rookie, guaranteed one, like, possible autograph. And sure, you do get an autograph, right? But it's from a AAA dude that plays for the Durham Bulls.
From the Savannah Bananas.
Exactly. So there's no guarantee that you're going to get, Acuna autograph.
Huh. Acuna's not even good anymore.
He's still good.
Tatis,
the best is like Hosmer. He's hitting like 400.
Hey, Eric Hosmer, I know him.
Yeah, so did you buy him a pack?
Yeah, I bought him one.
And did he get an autograph?
No.
Did you cluck it for him?
I even took it to Austin, and I wrapped it up for him. Like, here you go, dude. I got you a box. He opened it up in like 10 minutes and there was nothing. He's like, yeah, man, cool. Thanks, dude.
How many packs were in there?
Probably 10 packs. And I'm like, there's nothing in there? He's like, maybe a couple.
Well, that was anticlimactic.
I'm like, this is what you do every day. You wait months to get a box, open it up, and you're like, there was trash in there. Okay.
That's so crazy, because you're right. We used to save up for packs. And I remember one thing that my dad and I did.
Listen, kid.
No. Kid. There was the baseball card shop by my house. And we... card by card, instead of going and buying the whole set, which you can do, I would save up my money and I'd buy individual packs of 1990 Upper Deck. And I did it until I collected every single card in the set. It was so cool and so magical when you'd open it. You weren't looking for a specific, that one. Oh, I got the rookie of this one. It was you were looking for the number. Like, okay, oh, I don't have that one. I don't. Oh, Jerome Walton, I didn't have that one. And you would mark it off. And my dad went through and we would mark off every single one. And I thought they were going to be worth so much money one day. So, because I have packs, like you say, that are unopened. I have boxes that I have never opened that would have packs.
Well, let that guy in Murfreesboro open it up for you and cluck him.
Take it to the balls of the wall, man.
Dude, why don't you let him cluck you?
Dude, he has this deal, which is so stupid. It's a deal where it's like, for $30, you get a grab bag of packs, right?
Oh.
Like
grab bag of beer sometimes at the gas station.
You can grab a bag of nuts.
Five of them are terrible, and one of them is like an ultra.
But, I mean, they're packs from different boxes. You have a chance, guys. Out of this $30 grab bag, you have a chance to get a really two, maybe three really, really good cards. And I'm like, idiot. This dude is opening up packs. He's taking all the good cards out, putting crappy cards into the sleeve and resealing it and throwing it in these grab bags. And he goes, and my friend's like, no, he wouldn't do that.
You know why Eddie's right on this one? Don't know if there's any connection. My nephews, we head to Chicago. They go to the White Sox game. Guy outside the stadium is selling packs of cards. Boomer's there. Henny's there. The little guy just got
the
baby just got his first pack of cards. He opens it up. There were 20 cards in there, all right. They're the same damn player.
All 20 of them?
Identical cards.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, dude, it was the biggest scam, and my sister's like, we definitely got scammed, right? I'm like, I hope you didn't pay more than like a buck.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm saying. Why wouldn't these guys just take all the good cards, open the pack, carefully open it, don't rip it, carefully open it, open the sealed part out, right? Slide all the cards out, pick the two really good ones, put the crappy ones back in and put two more crappy ones, and then get one of those seal machines. Sealed. Done. And you sell the pack for $30.
You're telling me they would do that? Because I used I used to go to baseball card shows. I mean, they were in auditoriums like the convention center downtown. They were full of baseball card collectors. It was the most amazing thing ever. And if they actually did that, that breaks my heart.
But
you're right. Why would you not do it?
Why would you not do it? And all of the good cards they had already out in sleeves.
Right, but you got to pay $90 for the Ken Griffey Jr. 1989
or you can only pay $30 for the chance to get that one.
I wonder if you can lose your license if you're caught doing
that. Coach, there's a license?
There's a baseball card license?
Really, Coach?
Well, I don't know.
If Dragon Balls of the Wall can do it in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, Coach, I'm guaranteeing there's no license.
Drag them.
Because I would always see the Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck, 1989 Upper Deck at the baseball card show. It sell for $90. Or you could buy the whole set for $120.
Exactly.
Like, why would you not just buy the entire set, people?
Coach, what year was that? What card was it?
1989 Upper Deck, Ken Griffey Jr.
1989 Ken Griffey Jr. Upper Deck. Here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see how much that card is worth today.
There it is, dude.
Well,
it was 90 back in 1980 when he did it.
How much is it?
I mean, it's all over the place. Cheapest is $5.
What?
The most expensive is $100,000.
What? $100,000?
I mean, that's what it says, but there's no way.
How can it be $100,000?
There's just no way.
Okay.
Oh, look, there's one right here for 99 cents.
No.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip? But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
That is crazy. Okay, I see 124. Yeah, $1.98. That can't be real.
There's no way you're going to get a dude like Dragon to buy it for $10,000.
Yeah, and this one says buy one, get one free. That can't be a real card then. I mean, that was the coolest. That was the best card you could get. And so I thought cards went away, but now they're back with everyone.
But they're back. But are people making money? Is it lucrative or is it just collecting?
Coach, if. Who's making money?
But what I'm saying
Dragon's making money. Steve is not.
Well, exactly. Dragom has a business. But I'm saying Matt Overton, is it just cool to have those cards, or is he actually flipping and making money?
I'm telling you, the only winner here is Dragom. Overton's the loser. Steve's the loser. We're the losers for buying them all 30 years ago. The only winners are the card dealers.
Dude, and the worst thing, I used to have a high school teacher. Nope, I didn't live there in high school. It was a middle school. We were in eighth grade. He would let us go in the negative. He had a whole cabinet. When you're done with your homework, you get to buy cards. And he would let us do it on credit. So then you let a couple months go by, and that's when I learned about credit. I mean, that was my first experience with credit cards, folks. So I had to tell my mom, hey, he would let me go up because he knew I was good for it. He'd let me go up to like $40, $50, $60 in debt. And then I'd be like, Mom, I got to be real with you. I'm in debt.
No, that's
like,
terrible.
What are you talking about? But we were all trying to get, do you guys remember the card that was the face?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Billy Ripken.
Billy Ripken face. So we were all trying to get the face card. And if you got it, it was worth 20 instantly. But yeah, I ended up getting like six face cards. They're pretty cool.
You still have it?
I still have every one of the face cards.
Where are your cards at? Do you have them here or are they with your parents?
Some are with my parents, but then my mom and dad gave me a lot of them. So yeah, they're just in a closet in my room. And we looked some of them up. They're very, very close to worthless.
Coach, that card is about $20.
And that's the exact same as it was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Can you look up a Nolan Ryan rookie?
You have it?
Yeah, my dad does.
Hey, kid.
He used to hang on our wall.
What brand, though?
Tops.
I had a Honus Wagner, but it blew out the window.
And it was autographed.
He's side by side with Kuzma, I don't know the guy's name. I forget his name.
Well, it's definitely not Kuzma. I mean, he's an NBA player.
Kuzman.
From what just pulled up here is the most, about 12 grand.
Okay.
The least, about 4 grand.
Okay.
No, 1,500.
Kid,
oh man,
the but car yes, blew out my car door at Mopac.
My dad had
it's
that.
Still out there somewhere, kid.
My dad had these, has great cards, and he would have those hang on the wall in our living room.
Do you still have them?
He still has them, absolutely. He has them in his closet.
Why don't
now.
You sell them?
No, I don't want to sell them.
No, him.
No.
You know how many stories of people that you're
Jerry Kuzman. See, I said Kuzman.
Oh, Kuzma.
No, I said Kuzman. Oh. You guys said I was wrong.
What, Ray?
Listen to what Lunch just said. My dad has a whole closet of them. You go, Ray, where's yours? I was like, a whole closet of them. We are a microcosm of all of society. You know how many guys have a whole closet of these cards that are worthless?
Everyone.
We're all a bunch of schmucks.
Every one of us. That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you, man. I found these Joe Montanas in the attic. I'm like, oh, I have to look these up. Crap.
No, me and Laura did. I had a number written on one of my boxes.
Who?
And I was my wife. Sorry.
Bay.
Baser.
Oh, Bay. Okay.
I had a number written, and the number was like 10,900 something. And I was like, I swear to God, I would have not just wrote with a pen on the outside of this. I think that's how much all these are if I valued them together. And I did the math. I maybe had a couple hundred here or there. But it's like the Kobe cards aren't as rest in peace.
Well, they're probably expensive now, Kobe's.
Yeah, they actually may have gone up.
But, I would think so.
But yeah, a lot of the cards you think were rookie card, this, that, they're like $10. That's I swear, it's only like the autograph cards that are just through the roof that you can make real serious money.
Guys, why? Because there are 100,000 of them out there floating.
That's like, the thing. The back in the day, the cards with my dad's
generation. They probably only made 100.
Well, that and people didn't value them, so they just threw them away or they put them in their bike spokes and they're gone. So now they're very hard to find. Whereas when we were kids and nowadays, I don't know about nowadays because I don't collect cards anymore, but
you're about to. You look way too excited.
He really does. He's about to go see Dragom right now.
Dragom.
Can I say, though, that is one of the things I thought about with my kids is collecting cards.
No,
I can't.
No, don't I'm do always, it.
Why
don't
would you continue it. This terrible
it's
path
stupid.
We're on?
It's stupid.
Because it's fun for them. No, it's fun for them to
no,
have.
No, you know what's fun for them?
What?
Just having cards. So go get them the cheapest cards ever. That there's going to be no chance to have an expensive because once if you spend any kind of money,
no, they had to buy it on their own. I didn't. My dad didn't buy me cards. I had to buy my own cards.
Right, but they're not going to know the value of taking care of it. They're not going to. Period. So you're going to step in and be like, "Oh, kid, hold on, don't bend that one. Oh, you might want to put that one in a case." And they're going to be like, "Nah, Dad, I already traded it." And you're going to be like, "What? Why did you trade it?"
Why don't you start break the cycle, first of all? But why don't we start? I got this deck of cards. It got like chicks in bikinis on them. Nice. Why don't we start those kind of collections?
Show them prison games, dude. Show them how to play craps.
I mean, we can learn that also. But collecting cards is something that is like a tradition. It's like a rite of passage when you're growing up as a kid.
It is, but it's a waste of money.
But when I see Overton doing it, I just feel like it's not down a good path. It can't be a way to make money.
You guys have convinced me. Because
but my sources tell me that Overton is doing this to make money, to start a business.
So maybe he's trying to be Dragom.
He's going to try to be Dragom 2.0.
And I'm telling you, in this business,
well, then he's out of the NFL.
Oh, yeah, it's over. The only one making money is Dragom.
But why is Dragom making them?
Coach, Dragom is making money.
I'm about to drive to Murfreesboro and beat his little lily because he's the only one out of everybody that made money.
No, no, whoever has a card shop. Them?
If they're not making money, why are they buying them?
Because when you Google them and it says $16,000, you truly think that you can get $16,000 for them until you take your card and you try to sell them to Dragom, and Dragom's like, no, I'm good, man. Thank you.
Eddie, how much did you pay Dragom when you got it for Steve?
$200.
Wow. You've lost your damn mind.
I thought that's what
and that's why Dragom's making money.
And that's why Dragom's making money.
Wow.
I got a question. Did Steve bring food to the hotel again this year?
Let's go to commercial. Hit it, Ray.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and I'm back for another season of my podcast, Climbing in Heels. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as fully obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. My podcast, Climbing in Heels, is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season, we're taking things up a notch. I'll be talking to some incredible women across so many industries, from models and beauty industry stars to doctors, entrepreneurs, and TV personalities. Climbing in Heels is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Every week, listeners will be able to ask me any questions. I'm answering it all. My life is absolutely crazy with so much going on, and I'm so beyond excited to bring you along for the ride. Whether we're talking red carpet looks, current trends, or products I'm obsessed with, I'm here to be your fashion fairy godmother. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you're telling me he brought that brisket again or whatever?
Apparently he did. And apparently,
are you freaking kidding me?
There was a video, you freaking?
Yeah, you're
it looked amazing, Coach, too. It's amazing.
Man, that's Interstellar Barbecue in North Austin.
You guys look like you're at a five-star hotel opening up a brisket bag.
Coach, well, it's the second year we've done that, where we stay at a really nice hotel that we would never afford, but the company pays for it. And so we go to the lobby, Coach, and he brings the greasiest-ass brisket ever, and we plop it down in the middle of the lobby, and everyone's like, oh, like, what is going on over there?
It smells like a pork fry.
I literally saw him on Friday night and said, man, all that food last year, did you forget to text me? He goes, oh, don't worry, I'll text you tomorrow.
He specifically told me not to tell you. Because the year before that, you ate
the whole
everyone's
thing.
Food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Coach, you've seen the dude.
Coach, he eats so much.
It's unbelievable. I think that he wanted to make sure that everyone got food. And if he invited you, you'd probably eat the whole thing.
I'm texting him right now. Again, and no text.
coach. I went back. Wow. I went back on Friday and told my wife about the call to the hotel. She thought it was the funniest thing ever, dude.
For it was what?
The Motel 48.
Oh, my wife was like, I can't believe you guys did that. I can't believe you guys did that.
Hey, are you guys pranking me?
Hey, we're two people coming from Alabama. Possible, is there, can we store our vehicle there? You got places I can put it?
It's orange. It's an orange vehicle.
I said, is there a way to leave a truck? We can leave our truck there. Well, you can't leave it. What about a Cadillac? And once I said Cadillac, that's when it hit her.
Well, then also we're like, how much would it be? Two people coming from Alabama. And she's like, all right.
Okay.
It doesn't matter where you're coming from.
Can I say that no one commented how funny that was? I guess maybe
they didn't make it that far.
That's
coach.
Why I don't listen to any listeners. I don't listen to anybody's opinion. I know what's funny. Maybe I listen to my wife's a little bit. I know what's funny. That call was funny. I don't need people on Twitter to tell me if something's funny. I know what's damn funny, and yeah, that was funny.
Good point, Ray. Because Lunchbox is the opposite.
No.
He only sees, well, let me see if Mo thinks this is funny.
No. Nope.
Let's see if Mo likes to take him to Aruba shirt.
No.
Guys, we have a problem. Meeting, Mo doesn't like to take him to Aruba shirt. Well, you know what, Mo? Thanks, Coach.
Great.
Here's what I thought, okay? I hung up on that lady so quick because I was like, oh, man, was that insensitive to call? But then I was like, well, no one got hurt that was innocent.
Who said that?
I was thinking this in my head I hung up.
No, it's hilarious.
That's what I'm saying. But I could have stayed on the phone longer, but at first I was like, my gut was like, oh, man, this is insensitive.
You sound like, a little bitch.
Yeah, you hung up the phone that quick, I was like, what a little bitch. Like we had more funny stuff to say.
He got scared.
I panicked. I did panic a little bit because and I hung up and I was just like, damn it.
What would really be crazy from that case if there's security footage that surfaces from the casino. Oh, they said they found like 30,000 in the hotel room.
Yeah, that's all they had left though. 30,000 of the 90,000.
And in the vehicle, then there was another 29,000 is what I read.
Oh.
So in the hotel. There's more. Yeah, so it's not like they blew through all of it.
Well, who the hell's leaving 20,000 in a car?
Because they brushed. They just got what they could get really quick and ran in the car. And I maybe left the other amount there. Where did I see this article?
You're saying in the car that wrecked. I got you.
The car that wrecked had 29,000, then in the hotel there was 30,000. So okay. They'd blown through 30,000.
I would not be leaving
days.
Any of that in the hotel. I would have that with me 24/7.
Yeah, because you never know when you're going to have to just bolt.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say you'd just have all your money with you.
Why not?
No, when you're on the run, right? Oh. We're talking about when you're on the run.
Coach, I don't carry any money with me.
Right now?
Yeah, right now. And he's got 30,000 in his back pocket.
Let's see what I have right now. Nothing. Oh, no, $25. Nice.
That's good work.
Cool, thank you.
Now. You want to talk NBA or you want to talk team snacks?
I'm going to start watching NBA. I promise.
Oh, my God.
I will start watching.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I heard it was amazing.
It's one of the most unpredictable because the Suns were the favorite going into the playoffs. Then you had the Booker injury, but he was back. This is the most unpredictable NBA playoffs I've ever seen in the landscape, boys. Well, over to you, Lunch.
Here's the thing. The Eastern Conference went as scripted. The 1-2 seeds are in the finals. And what's so funny is
Boston was scripted?
They were the number 2 seed, okay. So they were supposed to win. But they had the exact same record as the Bucks going into the final game of the regular season. The Bucks lost on purpose because they didn't want to play the Nets in the first round.
Wow. And then they had to play Boston?
So then they had Then they had to play game 7 in Boston. They would have had home court advantage if they just win the last game of the regular season. Wow. They would have played in Milwaukee.
That's why you don't ever purposely lose.
Right. But I don't think the home court advantage was the difference. I do believe Boston was a better team.
They're looking like the best team.
Yes. The problem is the Bucks didn't have Chris Middleton, guys.
Right. He's their biggest three-point shooter.
He's the two-headed monster. Him and Giannis, when you don't have your second-best player, you're not supposed to win. The fact that they took the Celtics to 7 games was impressive. But the Celtics were a better, deeper team. They had more people that can score. But I am going to tell you this. Jason Tatum.
Yeah.
You're a badass, but good God, you're annoying to watch play basketball.
What happened, Coach?
Every time he does something bad, turnover or miss shot, every time, instead of getting back on defense, he turns to the ref and slaps his arm.
He does do a lot of arm
slapping.
Every
single time he slaps his left arm or his right arm.
Well, was he fouled?
If you do that every single time, guess what? They're never going to believe you. Mm. But every time he would mess up, He would, he would slap, his shoulder, that's where he got hit on that one. Oh, he'd slap his head.
Like, oh, so he slaps different parts of his body.
He lets you know.
That's good, he changes it up a little bit.
He lets you know where he got hit every single time.
Does he ever slap his nuts?
No.
Okay.
I'm like, dude, just run back on defense and not say anything. You are so annoying. You are so good, but that is so annoying to watch. Mm. So annoying.
But. Speaking of watch, yesterday's game with the Suns in Dallas, unwatchable.
You didn't need to watch it.
Good.
It
was
Luka is cold-blooded. Dude is a stone.
I thought when you make baskets, you're hot.
But he's a killer, dude.
Well, so which one is it? Is he cold or is he hot?
No, he's got ice water in his veins.
Okay, I like
that. He does.
Ice in his veins.
He not scared.
Because nothing fazes him.
Nothing. He's not scared of the moment. He showed up, and it was over in the first 8 minutes of the game.
Legit question.
Because he was draining threes, or what was he doing?
Oh, it's two-step-back threes.
Those fadeaway shots, Coach. I mean, look.
How do you stop it?
Look, when he's making those, is that something he's always practicing, or are those luck shots?
No, he practices that.
I mean, literally, that's all he does, practice fadeaway shots like that?
Yes.
Because it's unbelievable.
It's unstoppable.
And, Coach, he can make those from anywhere on the court.
But that's what Jordan did. Jordan was the fadeaway. Kobe.
Dirk Nowitzki was the fadeaway on the 1 foot. And I mean, he's 7 foot and he's falling backwards. There's no way you could block
him. Yeah.
And now Luka is, here's what's it.
He's making those behind the line.
Take him to Aruba, Coach.
Luka is, he doesn't even look fast. He looks
like the resort fee, Coach.
Does he not look like the slowest guy on the court? And he just tells you.
Yeah, he looks like he ate a bunch of tacos.
Hey, come here, buddy. You want to guard me? I'm going to beat you. You're going to guard me? I'm going to back you down. You're going to guard me? Oh, I'm going to shoot over you because you're bigger than me.
Pay for the $200 insurance fee.
Dude,
just in case you guys don't go to Aruba.
Coach, it's all inclusive. Go to Aruba.
Luka is amazing to watch.
Coach.
Listen.
Just get a one-way ticket then. Jeez.
And everybody, the Suns. Listen, it didn't matter what the Suns did yesterday. It was just one of the.
Paul was playing with a broken dick.
When you drain 18 threes, no one's going to beat you. Like, that's just.
Luka drained 18 threes?
The Mavericks, I think, drained 18 threes. I think they shot 50%.
That's like my 2K team.
That's one of those games where it's just like, you know what? Nothing you can do. So the Suns, they lost. They got blown out. But there's nothing they could do. They couldn't hit a shot, but it wouldn't have mattered because when the Mavericks are shooting everything, it just goes in.
Can the Mavericks keep this going or no?
Yes.
Yeah? So who are you predicting to win the whole thing?
Who wins? We need some predictions,
It's going to be the Mavericks and the Celtics finals.
Okay, who's going to win it?
Celtics.
So you don't think the Mavericks can win it all?
I do think they can.
Well, you just said the Celtics
But I'm picking the Celtics.
You have to believe what you say. You can't just say
I just said that.
I believe all four of them can win.
No, you just said, do you don't think the Mavericks can win? I said, I do, but I think the Celtics are going to win. Okay. The Mavericks can win. I think they're going to be in the
seven?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
So it's
games.
It's Dallas and Warriors, right?
Yes.
Well, I watched the Warriors on Friday night. They won. They go through cold spells, though, where they're ice cold. And Steph looks bad.
He just said ice cold in their veins is good.
I know, but I think the Warriors get so cold sometimes. And Shaq's explained this. I mean, there's teams go on runs. That's the NBA. But a team that gives up 20 in a row, you can score 20. That's cool, but when you flop dick it to the other side,
I don't know. When you give up 20 in a row, ask Team Snacks. You're not coming back from that.
Were they in Phoenix last night?
Yeah,
they're in the Valley of the Sun.
I mean, it just seems like whenever they're home, they're going to win the game.
Well, they didn't win the game. They got blown up by 40.
That would put a damper.
If you're at that game, you leave at halftime, right? Like, who stays till the end of that?
You could think, hoping that there's going to be.
No. I believe Luka had more points than the Mavericks did at halftime.
I mean, if you're at halftime, you have to leave that game.
How can Luka have more points than the Mavericks?
No, more points than the Suns.
You said Mavericks.
Did I say Mavericks?
Yes.
Sorry.
An idiot.
Sorry. I
was still like, how is that possible?
No. He outscored the Suns by himself in the first half.
He played for
the
Suns for a little bit? He swapped jerseys?
And they asked him. They asked him. They said, hey, did you know you had more points than the Suns in the first half? He goes, yeah, I knew that. I knew that. Like, how? I mean, if you're the Suns walking off going to halftime going, God dang, we have 27 points in this half.
Who's covering him? Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Like, it does not matter because he can take the smaller guys down low. He can shoot over the bigger guys. He can use his big, wide body to create space,
and he can
pass the ball.
You like his wide body?
The way he uses his wide body, he knows how to use his wide body.
Would you like for him to use that wide body on you?
Dude, if he posted me up, I mean, it just knocked me. It knocked me over.
Do that shit in a Rubicon.
Guys are banging.
But here's the thing.
You can the do Warriors that to me
are
good too.
The Warriors are. I like the Warriors. They're hot.
Use your body, Luka.
The Warriors have been here. Klay Thompson.
Use it, Luka.
I had sex with Luka.
I cheated.
Luka,
honey. Luka used his body on
me. He would just take me down low and just bang, oh, yeah, bang, bang, bang. Yeah, oh,
you better
score.
Believe it.
When bang, a guy's bang, banging bang, you. Bang, score.
How many times is he going to score, coach? More than once?
Listen, he'll be able to score as many as he wants if I'm guarding him.
Oh, wow. Coach, you got to get some music for that.
And I also.
Luka, you're so long. You're tall.
You want to score again, Luka? You think you can go again?
Luka, I'm already sore, man. Like, this is enough. Enough's enough.
Oh, my goodness, Luka, your body. It's wide.
It is wide.
It's long.
Luka, don't come down here and bang me.
You're taking it down the middle, Luka.
I'll guard you out in the three-point lane.
I'm just saying. He's awesome to watch.
Yeah.
And like, and the reason I like the Celtics is maybe I just don't like the Heat. The Celtics, I like Marcus Smart. I like, you know, Derek White. I like them. I like
great
the
coach.
Scrappiness.
I'm glad you just looked at their roster. Good.
I'm not looking at their roster.
Okay.
Who else you want to know about?
I don't know. You tell me, coach. Look at the computer.
Jason Tatum.
Is there a roster up on that computer?
I like the T.I.'s.
No, Derek White was traded from the Spurs to the Celtics. Marcus Smart from Thice. Oh, I don't know.
I like
Thice.
I mean, he's got some good touch around the rim. He makes every one of those bunnies.
Coach, it's a bunny.
But yeah, I really just don't. The Heat to me are just boring.
You don't like Butler?
I think we stopped liking the Heat because you don't like him because of the Spurs series back with the finals. But still? I don't like him because of LeBron. Like, I kind of just. They used to be a cool back in the day. I hate the Heat.
But they're not. Here's the thing. They have players like Jimmy Butler and Lowry, Hero. Adebayo, but they're not exciting to me. Like they're not.
I like how you just read that roster, coach. It's good.
No, they really do play a boring brand of basketball.
Right.
Yeah.
Nothing.
What's wrong with that? The Spurs did that for years.
You're right.
So what's the problem?
And there's nothing wrong with it.
You're gonna win games. Who cares?
There is nothing that I'm like. Oh, I want to watch them play. It's like
you don't like Butler.
No. Like Tatum, I like watching Tatum.
I think Butler's
play.
A good dude.
He's good, but he. It's not like oh. Jimmy Butler's on TV, I'm going to watch. Jason Tatum, I'm like, I'm going to watch. Luka, I'm going to watch. Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, I'm going to watch.
So you're just watching for the showboats.
No, they're not showboats. I'm just saying.
They're the superstars. Yeah, that's
But Jimmy Butler's considered a superstar, but he's not a sexy
not really.
Superstar.
Oh.
He's gosh. A max player.
I'll take him to Aruba.
Okay. Kyle Lowry, not a sexy player. Just have fun.
So you want sexy in your players.
Yeah, I want the sex appeal, and in the Heat, we've seen this. They were.
What do you find sexy about these other players that Butler and what's his name?
I don't know. Lowry.
What do you think Lowry doesn't have.
I don't know.
Is it length?
I don't know if it's personality. If it's just don't know.
But Jimmy Butler doesn't play an exciting brand of basketball. It wins, but it's not exciting at all. His shots are just rather boring. He usually takes layups over dunks, which is fine. I'm not saying that's not. Guys, kids, it's all about the layups. But also, you turn on a Heat game, you're like, ready to watch I'm going to throw on the Heat game. In middle of the first quarter, the fans aren't even there.
It's early, coach.
It's
still working.
It's a late-arriving crowd at United Airlines.
And they leave early, and then they try to get back in the arena when they come back, and they can't.
Guys, you don't realize. You ever been on the East Coast when the game starts? Coach, you're barely getting out of work.
That's the West Coast, man.
No, East Coast.
No, East Coast starts at 8 o'clock.
Games are late as hell.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
They start at 6.
No.
Yes.
For us, for them, it's 7.
For them, it's 7.
I know. It's early. They've been working. I mean, there's traffic jams, guys. What are you talking about?
He literally halfway through his argument realized how dumb he sounded.
Man.
And how
wrong to traffic
he was.
Jams.
He just had to go to traffic jams. That's
man,
how bad
it's early
it was.
Out there, man.
But, guys, you want to hear about Team Snacks this weekend?
I don't know. Do we?
You do.
Mo said it's pretty boring.
Before we get to Team Snacks, hey, tomorrow at noon Central, shopsorelosers.com. The pre-sale code is Aruba. Aruba.
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
Don't tell everyone the code.
And limited edition hats. And if you buy one tomorrow, we will sign it.
Oh, shit.
I didn't agree to that.
If you want to buy it tomorrow, you can buy it tomorrow. Great. We will sign it. But, hey, the tanks, everything goes on sale at 12 o'clock Central tomorrow. Keyword Aruba, shopsorelosers.com.
Ray, you will sign that.
No, because also I've seen Bones when he does his signing things. It looks like a nightmare.
Well, that's
your coach. You know, it's all part of it.
I don't even know if people want it signed, but I think people that buy the hat tomorrow, if you don't want it signed, buy it tomorrow.
They want it signed. Were you guys not in Vegas?
Well, here's the
problem. I was trying on getaway day. There were helmets being handed to me.
Oh, when you flew out at 8 a.m.?
People were on the way.
What were you signing, coach? The Sore Losers merch or your merch?
Your merch.
You want to... Guys, you know what? I was a girl shy of having me sign her tits.
What are you talking about?
But I'm telling you,
you didn't.
Dude, I signed like 10 things.
You were going to sign boobs.
No, but I'm just telling you.
No, because Bay was there.
They were having me sign everything. There was cups, footballs, somebody had like a hat.
I mean, one guy wanted me to sign the slot machine. I was like, you don't even own that.
You serious?
Yeah, I mean, Buffalo Bill wanted me to sign the cards he was dealing at the blackjack table.
What the?
Remember when he was standing back there? I look up and he's standing
there.
I
wasn't there, coach.
I look up and he's just standing there thinking he's dealing the damn cards.
He was behind the table?
Standing right next to the dealer.
Oh, my God. We're lucky we didn't go to jail.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hey, only at the Westgate.
Only at the Westgate, man. We looked up. We're like, what the hell are you doing? He's like,
get back.
There was multiple times. Our people were moving chairs and tables, and they're like, what are you guys doing?
Hey, you're not allowed to do that.
Like, this isn't a party.
Here's the thing, though. If we autograph those hats, though, that's going to be delayed on the shipping.
Yeah. They won't get them.
Just so people know
that. Yes, because they'll have to ship them to us. We'll sign them, and then we ship them to them. So. That's tomorrow, 12 Central, shopsorelosers.com.
All right, you'll have a good Monday.
We'll go to a commercial.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron James!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go ahead, Ray. All right, Team Snacks, baby. Saturday, 9 a.m., Field 2. Eddie, why are you already rubbing your head?
I don't know. Nothing. I'm good.
And so, I mean, my wife is not going to go to the game this game because she is embarrassed by how we've been performing, and we have a sick kid at the house.
I cheated.
The seven-month-old, you know, kind of coughing.
We've been fighting.
Battling a little cold. She's like, I just don't think I should go. I was like, all right, cool.
It was Austin.
And
I'm sorry.
So me and Baby Sixth Box, Street. Me and Baby Box get in the car. We roll out to the field, and he is super pumped about the game.
We did blue wave shots. One thing led to another. I'm sorry.
So we roll out there, and he is so pumped, and he just cannot wait to play. We show up, we see Eddie there, and
my game was finishing.
Yeah, Eddie's game was finishing.
What time was your game?
8:30, coach.
Screw that life.
Brutal.
That's earlier than you guys get here for this show.
It's brutal, coach. But it's the last game of the season, right?
No, we got one more.
Nah, we already got our trophies,
which I find weird. Because the season's not over.
That means we're done. We're not going to the last game.
What do you mean?
I'm done with that crap. Coach, it's the most pointless thing ever.
It does sound pretty pointless.
So stupid. We're not going to that crap anymore. We're done.
Well, we got a game this weekend.
Good
luck. Anyway, so we show up, and the game is supposed to start at 9. It is 8:58, and we have three players there. I'm like, this is not going to be good for Team Snacks. Is no one showing up, and no one told me? Like, usually you text, hey, we're not going to make it. But then Eddie's game's running a little late, so then we start arriving. And all of a sudden, we got 6. Then we got 7. And here we go. It's time for kickoff. And my son was never more into the soccer game than he was this week. He kept going, Dada, I want to score. Dada, I want to score. And, I mean, there was a couple times that he's getting down there. And, I mean, as the coach, you're supposed to be impartial. But I'm blocking a couple of other kids so my kid can get the ball.
What?
Hey, don't worry. There's no refs, though, to call it.
What
it's all good.
The actual?
And he missed the goal.
What? Oh, he was all alone?
No, he wasn't all alone, but okay. I just kind of stood like the goal was
you
on.
You screened some players.
Yeah, I screened. Like I got my body in the way where, you know, I look like I'm just running down the field telling my team to score, but I'm really trying to block the other people so my son can have his first goal. And he didn't make it.
Wow.
And then Malcolm gets the ball. He goes. He shoots. Some kid.
Dang it. Lost the perfect game.
Some kid standing behind the goal had flipped the goal over backwards, so there was no goal.
Oh, no. That would have been the first goal of the year.
We had kid rioters.
We would have been up 1-0. We would have been up 1-0.
What did another kid do? Throw a bunch of fire flares onto the field?
No. So, guys, we battle and battle, and there's a back and forth all game. Halftime, 0-0.
Wow. Defense.
Is the kind of game we needed.
Did anyone take a dump in the parking lot?
No one took a dump in the parking lot that I know of.
Maybe your wife was bad luck.
That's what it might have been. Wow, but, guys, I had never seen that this was what the competition level we were looking for all season. These people were on our level. So we go to half and we get.
You got, like, your dry erase board, you're writing stuff
down? Yes, I'm like, guys, this is the game. This is when we get over the hump and we get our first W of the season. And then I get a text. All right, my phone had been going off the whole game, and I was ignoring it. And one of the other parents came up to me and was like, hey, your wife texted, said you need to get home because she has to take Baby Box 3 to the doctor, so you need to come home.
Apparently you cheated or something?
Team, I have an announcement. I'm getting a divorce.
And so I had to break it to
they're like, what's going on, coach?
I cheated.
I had to break it to my son, Baby Box. I was like, hey, man, we got to leave because mom's
everything all right? We had to go to the hospital?
Well, she had to go to the pediatrician first.
You have another baby, coach?
Well, that's what we're about to announce.
You serious?
Well, if you let me get there.
Yeah, go ahead.
So
that you cheated, though.
We had to leave, and my son's like, but Dada, it's only halftime. And I was like, yeah, but your little brother's not feeling well, so Mama, the doctor wants him to come in right away, and we, you know, the sooner the better, so we have to go. And he goes, but that game was short, Dada. Like, can we keep playing soccer? And I was like, well, we can play soccer when we get home. He's like, but my friends are staying. And I was like, yeah, man. And he was like, but Dad, I didn't score a goal yet. I mean, he was really into it.
Yeah.
Really into it. So we go home, and my wife takes the youngest, the seven-month-old, to the doctor, and they check him, and he's got RSV, and they're looking at him. They're like, yeah, looks like you're going to have to go to the ER.
Where did he do that?
What?
Where did he RSVP to?
No, RSV.
Oh.
It's a virus.
Oh.
And it's very hard for youngsters.
Wait, isn't this the same one?
Same one that my
Florida?
my middle son had last year, and we spent 6 days in the hospital in Florida. So she she goes to the ER, and she's like, "Oh,
I don't even care about the score of the game anymore."
Well, no, he'll update you.
She gets the ER, and they watch him, observe him for a few hours, like three or four
hours. So
you're
not breathing? What's the deal?
It's
shortness of breath?
Labored breathing, very rapid breaths, flaring of the nostrils.
This is the baby?
Baby, seven months old.
Man. Help us, doctor, you mother...
You can see the ribs, like, when they're breathing.
And how would you like it if you couldn't breathe, you son of a bitch?
His oxygen level's a little low, and so they admit him. And so... That was on. So then she's.
So he's
there.
In the hospital.
He's in the hospital. So then Saturday night, I went and switched with my wife, and I spent the night at the hospital.
What the?
You became a female?
Coach, I literally just saw you on Saturday. You didn't tell me any of this crap.
Well, no, none of it happened until after you were gone. Like, we played half the game, and then we got called, and then.
Wait, I even talked to you on the phone after that.
You did?
Wait, or did we text? We texted.
When did we text?
Sunday,
you're right. So I spent the night. Saturday night, watched a little hockey on the TV, woke up. I watched game 7 of the Celts, and...
He hits the nurse button. Nurse! Nurse! What's wrong, sir? What's wrong? How do I get the Celtics game on here?
Is it ABC or TNT?
This damn TV's not working. I need the game.
No, the first night, I got in there, and they have that little button, that little thing that you can call the nurse, but also turn on the TV, and I said, oh, and it didn't work. So when she came in, I played dumb. I was like, is there a TV in this room? And she's like, oh, yeah, it's right here. Here's this. Oh, this remote doesn't work. Let me look in the cabinet. Here's a remote. Oh, it doesn't have batteries. I'll go find you batteries.
Aren't you going to ask where your wife is?
And so she went and found me batteries and got me.
Oh, my gosh. Well, there's other people on their deathbeds.
Yes, you're right.
We need help over here. Room 30. No, hold on. I'm finding batteries.
So she found me the two AAA batteries. I was able to turn on some TV, and there was a hockey game, the Kings and the Oilers. I believe
that sounds
awesome. Yeah. And then I had the Nashville SC soccer game on my phone. Shocking I could figure it out on my phone, but I did.
Shocking.
And then I spent the nights, and then Sunday hung out, and I watched the Celtics and Bucks. And then I was relieved by my wife, and that's when I brought the kids up here because I had some work to do. And then we went to eat at a burger place. Then we went home.
Bok, bok.
No, not Bok Box, but I'm going to go there today because we only have 3 days remaining.
I'm going to pour out a beer.
And my wife spent the night there last night, so that's I don't know if Team Snacks won. I left at halftime.
You didn't find out?
No idea.
Oh, man.
But a couple of parents did reach out and say,
is your boy still in the hospital?
Still in the hospital. Yeah. So it's been a crazy weekend.
Maybe we should have led with that.
Yeah, maybe, Coach. I mean, we had no idea. Did you know, Ray?
No, Coach. I don't know a lot.
The fuck, man?
Well, I mean.
Like, you haven't told us.
I understand that, but why would – I mean –
Why would you tell us that your kid's in the hospital? Yeah, it's a good question.
If I came in, the first thing I would say to you guys is, Bay's in the hospital. Give me some grace.
There we go. And I'd be like, oh, sorry to hear that,
instead,
Ray. And we would understand.
I'm saving it for the 50th minute in the podcast.
It'd be like, Ray, we'd be working all day, and then Ray's leaving to his car. See you, Ray. Have a good day. All right, guys, I'm headed to the hospital because my wife's been there for 3 days.
The f-
Really? Anyone know this? No, he hasn't told anyone. What's wrong with you, dude?
Yeah, I don't know.
So what, are they just watching him?
Yeah, they're just, he has to get his oxygen level up. They put him on oxygen yesterday because his breathing was getting so low, 84. So his oxygen rate or whatever, I don't even know what it's called. So they put some oxygen in his nose, help him breathe, and they finally took it out last night. Now they just need him to get him to eat because they've had him on an IV because he's not interested in the breast or the breast milk, like a bottle.
You got to teach him.
And so they're going to take the IV out again. They did take it out a little bit yesterday, hoping he would start eating. Didn't eat. So hopefully today he'll start eating and come home this afternoon. But as of now, nothing. So
it's concerning that he's not wanting the breast.
Yeah. Any guy that doesn't want the breast, it's a bad sign.
You worry about that a little bit.
Small laugh.
It's all right, Gideon. I support you either way, son.
Yeah, so that's what we're waiting on. I have not got an update from the wife as of now, but so far.
Well, that's Coach, terrible that you were so into the game coaching that you had a family friend have to tell you to look at your phone because your wife's been calling
terrible, Coach.
No, she hadn't called. She just texted. And so, yes, when you're on the soccer field, you're not going to be checking the phone.
Well,
you're,
I hope that your kid's going to be all right. I hope that he gets out today, and I hope that you get a good update and that you guys won. Because you really don't know. You could be doing this podcast right now. You may have gotten your first W, and you have no clue.
You're right. Or we could have another loss. I have no idea.
That's
it was neck-and-neck game. It was very close. It was awesome. One kid on the other team had a stuffed animal in the hand, and one kid, the parent, was holding their hand the whole time. So I was like, this is our level. This is our chance. But, yeah, that was my weekend. But I did get to watch Game 7, and – that was nice, but yeah. And then I watched the Rangers and Penguins go to overtime last night. You watch any of that hockey?
No.
All
I'm not watching hockey, Coach.
Dude, it's
I mean, I haven't even started watching basketball. I will start now, though.
Okay.
This is where it gets interesting.
No, it's been interesting.
No, it hasn't.
Two game sevens.
What's I going to watch? Memphis? Great, coach. Jaw's been hurt. Like, what am I watching?
Yeah, he got hurt.
I mean, this is where it gets important. Now you got the four teams. You got a solid 3 months of basketball coming up. Cannot wait. This is where it gets interesting, coach.
That was good.
Thanks, coach.
That was good. All right. Man,
we'll end on that, guys. Bless you all.
Yeah, have a great Monday.
Y'all head to Bok Bok. You only got 2 days left.
You really do. They said they've been selling out by 1 o'clock every day.
Have you? Well, maybe this is
there's
their
two cooks.
Yeah, they're also the owners. Idiots.
Why did they quit? Was it business? No, they just got tired.
No, man, business was doing really good. They just couldn't keep up with it. That's where you hire out.
It's called getting more of a staff.
It's called running a business. I mean, usually the problem is they're not having enough business.
I mean,
I've never heard of we're too busy, so we're shutting down. I've never heard of that in my life. Like, I'm pretty sure your first day of business school, they say, hey, if business is good, don't shut down.
I don't know what to
say. Maybe you heard them wrong.
No.
Hey, man, what was the deal with the business? Why are we shuttering the doors?
Too good, man.
Too many lines too long.
Hey, what happened to the restaurant you guys started? No, man, we ran out of chicken every day because so many people came.
Why are you yelling at me, man?
I'm not yelling at you.
Hey, so you guys were only open, though, 3 hours a day? Yeah, we got stressed out, had to close.
That sucks, man. Do you guys owe any money? No, we made a shit ton of money.
Unbelievable explanation.
So you filed for bankruptcy? No.
No, opposite of that. We made too much money.
We couldn't count that high.
Hey, I did see two people on the Sore Losers went on Friday, and one person said, they ain't lying. This is the best chicken I've ever had.
I'm telling you guys, this is where we buy them out.
I mean, it is so
Let's
freaking...
buy them out.
Hey, Jason Gibbles, hey, businessman.
I don't think we can afford it.
Coach, we can afford it. They just quit. I mean, we can afford it.
What do you
but
say?
But who's going to cook
the price
chicken?
Tag? Zero. Hey, we just ask them how to cook it.
We give them a number they can't refuse.
$20. I gave him a 20-fold.
Now tell us the secret ingredients, motherfucker. This is a drumstick chicken. This is a stand-in.
He's got a
drumstick. This is a hold-up. Get us the recipe, you motherfucker.
Is that a gun?
No, no, it's a drumstick.
It's a drumstick. Don't fit.
Oh, man.
You're holding this up with a chicken bone?
They're right. What a crazy place.
Wow, coach. I don't get it.
When is our last day, though?
Wednesday, man.
Oh,
Wednesday,
my gosh. Man. I never took my wife there. That's depressing.
Whoa, coach, you have a couple days.
Cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon. I never took her. I told her every week I'd take her.
You can take her tomorrow.
I'll take another woman.
No. I've taken my girlfriend. I haven't taken my wife.
Oh, man.
So you never took your wife there? No. I mean, I took my girlfriends there.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
All right, coach.
Hey, remember, on sale tomorrow. On sale tomorrow. ShopSoreLosers.com.
Code word.
Aruba, 12 o'clock Central.
Open my private jet. We are going to Aruba, my friend.
Op. Open my private jet.
Okay, my wife said, update is he refused Pedialyte and then fell asleep. He just woke up and drank about 20 milliliters of freshly pumped breast milk.
There we go. He's interested in the boob again.
But she had to force it to him. He didn't really want to take it.
That's so now you're forcing him to take the boob?
That's not good. No, he has to eat it. Like they have to. He has to show that he's eating. Like that's when he's back to. Mm. So
what? You're taking care of the other two kids?
I did last night. Yeah.
God help you.
Holy hell.
Tell me about it.
You kids good with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Nah, we went to get
spaghetti.
We went to get burgers and milkshakes last night, and all they ate was milkshake and fries. They didn't eat the burger.
They didn't like the burger.
They didn't care about the burger. All they cared about was milkshake.
All right, you guys don't worry about cleaning up your wrappers. Mom's not here.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. And so, this morning they had blueberry muffins.
Oh, good solid breakfast.
And a banana.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's really good. All right, I'm going to go ride my bike to work.
Did you really ride your bike again?
Yeah. Oh, man, he doesn't look good. Look, here he is. You want to see him?
He doesn't look good?
No, look at him. Looks kind of
sick. Oh, buddy.
There he is.
He looks tired.
Yeah, he looks tired.
But his coloring's good.
His coloring's better, yeah.
There, he looks exhausted there.
Yeah.
All right, Coach.
All right.
Good luck with everything.
Thank you,
Let me know,
man.
If you need anything.
Luck,
you
got, Coach.
You guys need dinner or anything tonight?
I have no idea what we're going to do. I don't know if she's going to be home.
Just order pizza,
You know what I just realized?
What?
Today's our anniversary.
You just realized that?
Yeah, my father-in-law just texted, happy anniversary.
Oh,
sounds like you're heading to the lingerie store.
You need to go. He was Googling Victoria's Secret earlier.
No, I really wasn't.
And also, this reminds me, if this is your anniversary, 8 years to the date of when I was hammered.
Not seven. We've been married seven.
Hammered in Austin, Texas. Dang.
Seven? You missed the wedding.
Oh, my. What a great time. That's anniversary.
I had no idea
that
it was our anniversary. I would have no idea.
Well, happy anniversary, man.
Well, thanks, man.
You should stop by the store on the way home.
I don't even know if I'm going to see her today.
You can't go to the hospital. What are the rules at the hospital still?
One? Yeah, and we can't take the other boys in. So, like, whenever we're switching out, we have to wait in the parking garage, and so we have to walk. She has to come down, and I go up.
So the baby has to stay there by himself?
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah. She's like, I'll just drive home. I'm like, no, we're not going to leave him there for 30 minutes by himself. Just the 5 minutes that you walk down to the parking garage is good. That's better. So I don't even know if I'll see her today.
Holy crap. Man. Suntan City. Tan for a year for only $15.
Okay.
All right, sign me up, man.
Well, I'm in.
All right.
But seriously, there's some really good lingerie stores in Nashville. You can swing by and get your wife something.
There's one right there on Church Street.
There's one right on 40 heading to Memphis. They got some hell of some skimpy stuff.
Lion's Den. I've seen it. I've seen the billboard.
I've seen Lion's Den billboard.
Yeah. I went there for Valentine's Day, and I was in there for 2 hours. I saw so much good stuff. I had the lady model everything for me.
Well, happy anniversary to my wife. She won't ever hear this, but happy anniversary.
Glad she supports
it. You should probably tell her that.
I will.
At some point today.
All right, have a great day.
All right, Coach, you too.
Yeah.
See you, Ray.
Get a divorce.
No, I don't think we're getting divorced.
Are you going to tell her you cheated? Wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, probably wait till tomorrow, man.
It says it on his anniversary.
I can't hold it anymore. Oh, I have to tell you today.
I mean, I have no idea. What do I get her for? I'm going to go get her some Bok Boks. Happy anniversary. All right.
See you guys.
Yeah, buzz it. Oh, man.
Get out of here.
Who knows our anniversary? Good grief.
Did you really just find out?
Yeah, my father-in-law just texted me.
That's not good. That's not good.
Oh, my God.
Would it make it worse if I texted your wife?
Yeah, we text her happy anniversary.
I mean.
Before you do.
I had no idea. I mean, I didn't know today's date.
Oh, my gosh.
May 16th, Coach.
Well, I know that now. I know it now.
Remember, every year.
Well,
same day.
Yeah, but okay. Yep. All right.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.